It is time for the rural news with Monique Steele. Kia ora, good morning. Monique, you've got a Māori dairy company you've been looking at making gains in international markets.
Tēnā koe, Ingrid. Yes, Miraka says a move away from milk powder into higher value products like cream and frozen milk is really paying off. The dairy company, based in Taupō, is the only processor in the world to be powered by renewable geothermal energy, and it already exports to a number of countries like the United States, El Salvador, Bangladesh, Thailand, Samoa and more, especially across Asia. And it's working to get its range of milk products into new markets like the Middle East, while it's successfully inked a new contract with a Chinese company promising to take 20% of its UHT milk. Chief Executive Carl Graydon says the company's pivoted from selling a significant volume of its milk as milk powder to products for the food service channel, and it's working.
With a very deep partnership, which is now spread to 5 countries across Asia, and that's targeting the end use of the cafe market, and that's been a great success for us this year. As well as this year, we've demonstrated that we're able to export cream in frozen format to the world, and that's a first for us as well. It's phenomenal.
Carl Graydon says choosing not to process milk through industrial dryers to make milk powder, well, it also reduces the company's carbon footprint even further, which is important as the company is B Corp certified. He says overall it's a good business move.
Look, it decreases the volatility and exposure to the commodity market. And as a result, we're continually able to pay the premiums up to 20 cents above Fonterra. And that for us, that differentiation just means that our continued superior payout is very attractive to suppliers.
Carl Graydon says the season, which is coming to an end, has been good, with the company tracking in line with last season on a milk solids basis, Ingrid.
Good for them. Okay, now this next one is controversial. Persimmon fruit, growing in popularity, really?
Yes, well, the orange-coloured, silky-skinned fruit is quite unique, and sales of New Zealand-grown persimmons are increasing, both here in Aotearoa and offshore. Persimmons prosper in warmer regions, such as Gisborne, Te Tai Rāwhiti, and Northland, Te Tai Tokerau, and their short commercial harvesting season is currently underway. Manager of the Persimmon Industry Council, Ian Turk, says demand for the unusual fruit with a tangy sweet flavour is rising.
The persimmon industry in New Zealand was developed to export to Japan, and the fruit that's come out of Asia, and we now still export largely to, well, Australia is actually our biggest market now, but we send a lot up into Southeast Asia, to Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong. Well, it hasn't been a well-known fruit within New Zealand, but the local market is growing quite significantly over the last 3 years or so. I think as people are finding it, you know, giving it a go and finding that it's the fruit that they really enjoy eating.
Ian Turk describes prices on the export market for top-quality persimmon fruit as good and says the newer style varieties are much more palatable than the older ones that were traditionally grown on trees in people's backyards.
If you don't know what a persimmon is and what it tastes like, you should try one at least. And I'm just so certain that people will find the taste and enjoy it. It's quite a unique taste. I'm always asked to describe it and I have a real job doing it. It's just a unique persimmon taste. So try it. I prefer to eat them fresh as a fresh fruit, but you can use them in all sorts of ways.
And Ian Turk says anyone wanting to try a persimmon should get out to their local market for them soon as the season ends next month.
Okay, time to revisit the persimmon. Thank you very much for that, Monique.